Hey guys, Ben Uyama here. I want to make this video about urges and what to do when you're really facing the urge, the little monster in your brain face to face, and you're in the boxing ring. And I want to use this analogy for you guys because many of the guys in our program ask me this, like, what do I do when I'm feeling like in the boxing ring with the little monster and feeling this strong impulse and urge to go back to porn?
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
And what I usually say is, I never get to the place that I even am in a fight with a little monster because I know it's a losing battle, right? And I'm gonna get into this and how to actually not even start the fight. But more importantly, I always make sure that I cut it out at its knees before it even gets to the place where I feel that intense urge and that strong impulse to act out and open the laptop or launch the browser, whatever. So in this analogy of the little monster, and I talk about the little monster a lot because I like to kind of demonize the brain, right? Because it's really an issue that's happening in the brain and in your psychology. And it basically, it's dopamine, right? Your brain wants you to go back to that original source of dopamine splash and hit and rush, which is PMO. So your brain is constantly trying to get you back to that because your brain thinks that without that, you're gonna die. And therefore, based on survival mechanisms, you develop this dependency on PMO in order to satisfy your brain, and your brain just needs more and more hits of it and more intense forms of it, all right? So in this analogy, your brain is like a little monster, and there's a little monster in there that's constantly trying to be fed, and it wants to be fed so that it can grow. And when the monster grows, it becomes stronger and stronger, and it becomes harder to defeat this monster, right? And so as you progress in your porn habit and your addiction, the monster is basically trying to entice you to get into the boxing ring with it, and it's trying to get into a battle, and it's saying, hey, you're feeling stressed, you're feeling anxious, you know what, let's have a fight, why don't you put on the boxing gloves and let's fight this out. So it's trying to entice you to come to the ring, and the monster is big. Like, for most of you guys watching this, the monster is pretty dang big, especially if you've been battling a porn habit for many years. So you know very well that as soon as you get into the ring, you're gonna lose. Like, you're gonna lose. It's possible to not lose. It's possible to backtrack, like go down that rabbit hole, and you know, but most of the time you're gonna lose. So the best alternative here is to never actually get into the ring, but instead to tell the monster, hey, let's have a conversation. Let's talk about this. And let's not fight. What do we want? Like, what do you want? And you try to reason with your brain, right? Because ultimately your brain wants the same thing as you. This is what I often tell guys, is your brain is actually on your side. If you think about it for a second, your brain is you. Your brain wants what's best for you. It wants you to be healthy. It wants you to be happy. It wants you to survive, actually. Originally, that's what it wants. However, due to the training of PMO and due to the desensitization of PMO, your brain has been retrained to think and to desire these instant forms of gratification that require those splashes of dopamine just so that it can survive. But actually, your brain is on your side, and it wants you to be happy and wants you to be healthy. So the best way to beat this monster is to reason with it, okay? And the monster's really good at justifying and reasoning, as you know. It tells you all the reasons that if you act out, if you slip up, if you relapse, if you watch porn and masturbate, it will fix all of your issues. You're feeling stressed, you're feeling anxious, and guess what? If you watch PMO, it'll fix all of your issues. It'll all disappear. You'll be able to relax, you know? So it's really good at justifying. So when you fight logic with logic and you fight justification with reasoning that's actually sound and founded in facts, then your monster has no other option but to submit and say, hey, you know what? You're right. We actually don't need PMO. We actually don't need this. And I'm actually on your side. And then the little monster starts to realize that it doesn't need to fight you anymore. And you start to realize that you don't need to fight it anymore, because it's a losing battle. You're going to lose every time you go into the ring. And remember that. So the key to winning in this urge battle with the monster is to cut it out early. How? It's through understanding your emotions and asking yourself, why do I feel this emotion?
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way, and it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks. Back to the show.
And people often ask, like, why is it that it's important to understand your emotions when it comes down to PMO? And when it really comes down to rubber hits the road, you know, feeling these urges to act out and watch porn, right? The reason it's powerful to ask why is because when you peel it back enough and ask yourself why you're feeling these emotions, then you start to reason with the monster. Does that make sense? So, for example, let's say you're fighting with your wife. This is what happened to me all the time. And we're having disagreements, and it's just not a good situation. And so I had to ask myself, okay, why do I feel like a piece of garbage? Why do I feel like this? Why do I feel stressed if my wife is not happy? Why can't I just be happy even though my wife is going through some difficult things, right? And I thought, okay, you know what? It's because I really, really want to be a good husband. And if I feel like I'm not a good husband, then I feel like I'm failing as a man. I'm failing as a provider, and I'm failing in my duty to be the sole provider for our family, right? So then I ask, okay, why do I feel that? So I just keep peeling it back enough till I realize that I have some sort of insecurity or anxiety in myself, in my own role as a man in our family. And then if I peel back that even more, I relate it to some experience I had as a child or some way that I was raised from childhood by my parents, right? And if you keep doing that, then what happens, guys, is that monster starts to be on your side, and the monster starts to be able to reason with it in a reasonable way. So I promise you guys, I promise you, if you're really feeling these urges, like you're really feeling like you've gone too far down the rabbit hole, and you know you're facing this monster, you've got the boxing gloves on, and the next thing you know, the monster is sitting on your chest, pounding you in the face, and you're just gonna give in. I promise you, if you take a step back and you ask yourself, okay, what led me here? What emotional state was I in today or the last few days that led me to feeling this desire to escape? Because we know already, guys, that PMO, watching porn, is a symptom of a cause of an emotional state of being that you're in when you see something triggery, like something on Instagram or on YouTube. So it's nothing to do with external things, but it's more to do with your internal state when you see something triggery, right, or sexual, whatever. So if you really start peeling it back, I promise you, when you do that enough, you'll come to the conclusion, and your brain will come to the conclusion that, hey, we're on the same side. We don't need PMO anymore. And when you do that, that's victory. That is mastery. Okay, so your task today, guys, is to find out a way that you can talk with somebody about your emotional state when you're feeling those urges to go back to PMO, like when you're really faced with it. The more you have an emotional support team or a system in place and safety nets and a line of defense to talk about your emotional state, the higher your chances of beating PMO are. And this becomes your most important task of all, because most people that develop an addiction, it's because of isolation. It's because they never learned how to express their emotions in a productive way, and therefore they always use PMO as a coping mechanism, as an emotional crutch to go back to when they didn't know how to deal with life, like stress, anxiety, boredom, depression, frustration, anger, whatever. So your action is to identify a few people in your life that you can create a support system around, and that becomes your most important task. For example, you have a family member that you can call once a week, talk to once a week. Even that is extremely helpful for guys. Or ideally, do you have someone that you can communicate with and connect with every single day, right? That's awesome. Maybe you could join a group, online group, a Facebook group, a support group, or maybe you can start your own group of guys, just like three or four guys that you really can relate with and really trust in your life, friends even, and just start like a Facebook group and just say, hey guys, this is our support group. And I might just reach out to you anytime that I'm feeling really stressed or anxious. And let me remind you guys, you don't ever need to talk about porn with these people. You don't ever need to. Why? Because like I keep saying, it's nothing, your porn habit has nothing to do with porn, but it has everything to do with the reason that you decide to use porn in those very moments. The reason is usually an emotional escape, some kind of mood regulation. So you need a support system to identify why you feel these emotions and release them in a productive way, and that is victory. And after you do that and you get good at that, you will not need PMO in your life anymore. That's my guarantee.
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck, because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact three-step process I personally used to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.